The A's looking to snap an 8-game skid, taking on the Angels. Sean Manaea in search of his 10th win of the season. And Mike Trout trying to help his team get into the playoffs, pick up the action, no score in the fourth. It's Chris Davis facing Tyler Skaggs.
Here's the pitch, and he drills this one deep into right field. That one is out by the wall, and that ball is out of here. It's a home run. Chris Davis with his league-leading 39th of the season. It's 1-0 Oakland. Let's go to angels.com/winenight for details. And there's a bouncer through on the left side for a base hit, being waved home, and safe at the plate is Semien. Upton's throw just a little bit late. It took a hop, and that's going to be an RBI hit by Pinder, and now it's 2-0 Oakland. Throne is not holding him, and the pitch. Here's a fly ball lifted into left center field. It should end the inning. Camping under and falling down and dropping the ball is Upton, now breaking for the plate and coming in and scoring will be Pinder. Wow, that should have been the final out right there. Upton and Young kind of looked at each other, and then it was Upton who was clearly the closest to that one. He just didn't make the catch as he fell down. But nothing on the board so far against Manaea. Here's the next pitch, and that's waved at and missed, and Cole Calhoun is a strikeout victim. Pair of them in the inning for Manaea, 6 in the ballgame. Here's the next delivery, and Trout lifts it high in the air into left center field. Waiting for it is the left fielder Davis. He battles the sun but makes the catch out there, and the inning is over. So Trout is retired, and the Angels are finished here in the seventh. No runs, a hit, a walk, and two runners left. The Angels haven't scored today.
The Angels fall to the Athletics. Manager Mike Socia spoke after.
That's much more in line with what he can do, and I thought he made some great adjustments in between. He had great tempo in his delivery. Obviously, his command was much better. His first pitch strikes, every marker was in a positive direction, and he pitched a strong 6 innings for us.
How much did this help kind of reset you guys a little bit, that you didn't use a lot of relievers and now you have an off day?
It's huge. It's really big. You always want to win a game. Unfortunately, we didn't do that this afternoon, but the fact that Skaggsy got us to, through 6, helped us to at least get some guys some rest and recharge for, Friday.
Was Manaea doing anything new or different?
No, he's got like he's got an angle. He's sneaky. He kind of gets underneath the ball a little bit, rises a little bit. He's got a good changeup and mixing some breaking balls, and kept the ball out of the heart of the plate. Pitched a good game for those guys.
What can you say about the confrontation between Chapman and Gratterall in the fourth?
I just know that a couple other guys, I don't know if it's a pre-pitch routine or what, they have a habit of glancing back, and on a day game or a night game when you can see shadows in a catcher's head, it's easy to look back and pick up some location. So Vaughn was just saying, hey, man, don't look back, And, it was, I don't know if it's part of their preset routine or they're trying to pick up location. I don't know. But evidently Chapman came up and took exception to it, and wasn't even talking about Chapman, so it was, a little unusual.
Up next, the Angels begin a series on the road against the Mariners on Friday. Ricky Nolasco on the hill.